Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Jesus, love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company, and as usual we have lots of great music and plenty to say on a particular subject. The subject for this half hour is anger. No, I'm not feeling angry right now, and I hope you're not either, because the best time to analyse feelings is not when we're in the middle of them. It's best done in the calmer moments. But it is an important part of all our lives. Everybody gets angry at some time about something. Not convinced? Well, here's a selection of various types of anger. See which ones you identify with. So here's Crystal Lewis, Dolly Parton, and Kansas.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way.
And we can get very angry in other ways too. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Femi Kuti and Mari Eid.
Shall we gather at the river? Who is bringing in the sheaves? Who are the lambs led to the slaughter when they drop the bombs like autumn leaves? Who teaches us to live in terror while they rob us brave and bold? Do they play keys to the kingdom while they claim the earth to own? Smiling while they steal with taxes, they choose the villain of the week. For safety, they're mortgaging our future. Slavery's the inheritance of the meek. There's money for bailing out the bankers and for selling arms across the sea. In the name of business interests, piling up the debt on you and me. Shall we gather at the river? Are we just a bunch of silly sheep? Can we be responsible for freedom? Are we brainwashed, hypnotized, and put to sleep?
We can get very angry about politics and economics, about social injustices, and the weakness and the wickedness of others. We can also get very angry on a personal level, in our relationships with our nearest and dearest. Listen to Bonnie Tyler, Kenny Rogers and Alison Moye, who are each angry with their partner.
Turn around, every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, "I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings." In the mirror I saw him and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille." After he left us, ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, told her, kept coming back time after time. "You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
You took your time to come back this time.
So there you have a selection of various forms of anger. Anger about the routine of daily life, anger about social injustices, anger in personal relationships. Time does not allow us to dwell on grief anger, pain anger, disability anger, anger at cruelty to animals and humans, anger against terrorists and paedophiles who groom people and commit atrocities, and so on and so on. We can get angry with others. We can get angry with ourselves. It can be hard to forgive ourselves sometimes, and we can beat ourselves up about it. We can also be angry with God about the state of the world, and in particular the state of our own lives. Would it surprise you to know that God can get angry with us too? Our generation seems to forget God exists. Even when he gets a passing thought, we tend to assume that he will forgive everybody everything. He is the benign, soft, marshmallowy grandfather who pats us on the head and says, "Never mind, all is forgiven." What happened to the God who caused Noah's flood, or who destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, surely gentle Jesus, meek and mild, gave us a new, softer, gentler, more gracious picture of God. Well, not quite. Yes, Jesus revealed God's love, mercy and kindness, but remember that Jesus also represented all of us on the cross. There he endured the punishment and death which we were due to suffer for our wrongdoing. The cross is the ultimate judgment and justice of God, who hates sin, who annihilates it. Jesus, throughout his life, showed us anger. He was angry at the Pharisees when they were two-faced hypocrites. He was angry at the demons who possessed people, so he cast them out. He was angry at injustice, angry at the wind and waves in the storm, angry at people's suffering, so he healed them. He was angry at the disciples vying for top place, so he washed their feet to teach them a lesson in humility. He also was very angry at the merchants and moneylenders who were making the house of God, the temple, into a den of thieves as they exploited the poor worshippers. Here's Michael Card singing about the angry Jesus, first as a stumbling block to hypocrites and then as the cleanser of the temple.
The seers and the prophets had foretold it long ago that the long-awaited one would make man stumble. But they were looking for a king to conquer and to kill. Who'd have ever thought he'd be so meek and humble? Will be the truth and will offend them one at all. A stone that makes men stumble and a rock that makes them fall. And many will be broken so that he can make them whole. And many will be crushed and lose their own souls. Along the path of life, stubborn scandal on, and all who come this way must be offended. To some he is a barrier, to others he's the way, for all should know the scandal of believing.
He will be the truth that will offend them one at all.
Shock met with anger that burned on his face.
into the wasteland of that barren place. And the land is a lion who's roaring with rage at the empty religion that's filling their days. They'll flee from the harm of the carpenter's strong arm. Come to know the scourging anger of the Lord. Priests and the merchants demanded some proof, for their hearts were hardened and blind to the truth that Satan's own law
How can Jesus be angry? I thought anger was bad, a sin, a no-no. Obviously not. Jesus was perfectly sinless, yet he was often angry. Well, maybe we have to think again about anger. Jesus shows us how anger can be a good thing, a virtue, the right and good thing in the right time and place for the right reason. We call Jesus' anger holy anger or righteous anger. It's not losing patience and letting rip when we get to the end of our tether. It's loving anger. Jesus got angry not from hate, but from love. We get more upset by our loved ones than by our enemies. And we get more upset when our enemies hurt our loved ones. Jesus loved the temple. Jesus loved the poor worshippers getting ripped off. And he even loved the temple officials who should have known better. It is selfless anger. Jesus got angry for others, not for himself. It's active anger. He calls a spade and he's ready to kick butt to correct wrongs. It is holy anger. He's willing to fight for peace. He's willing to say hurtful things in order to help. And he's prepared to surgically cut in order to heal. So, disciples of Jesus, look around you at life. See the sin in the world. Be angry. Be very angry, not with selfish, uncontrolled rage, but with holy anger, loving anger, selfless anger, active anger. In the name and strength and anger of Jesus, stand up and be counted. Here's Don Francisco, and then two songs by Ron Canole. Bye for now.
Come on, get up on your feet. What's it gonna be, man or a spirit? What's it gonna be, prison or free? What's it gonna be, the heart of the Father, or the slavery of a second Sinai, and the black and white religion of the salesman of captivity? No, stand up for the truth of the gospel. Stand up, don't live in slavery again. Stand up in the freedom of Jesus. Don't give in for a moment to the traditions of men. nobody's ever gotten right with God by keeping a religion or rules. If a Christian gets twisted into believing like that, you know the Bible even calls him a fool. Because it's only grace and faith in Jesus that got us into the kingdom at all. And if someone says it's different now you're born again, man, they're heading for a nasty fall. So stand up for the truth of the gospel. Stand up, don't wear those shackles again. Freedom of Jesus. Don't give in for a moment to the traditions of men.
We are headed for Jericho, and the walls of Jericho are coming down. By the Spirit of the Lord, we are marching forward till every battle is won. We're the Joshua generation, a chosen and anointed nation. Jericho knows we are coming, and the walls of Jericho are coming down. They heard about the plagues in Egypt and how the people of the Lord were set free. They heard about Pharaoh's army and how they drowned in the Red Sea. They heard about the cloud that lit by day and the fire in the sky.
In the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior, we declare war in the heavenly.